The Not So Good, The Really Bad and The Hideously Ugly, TV False Reality. By End Politicians, March 16, 2022, Blog, Politics, Propaganda, Writing. Globalist CBC Propaganda. Here is a video that aired on the CBC, and quite likely hundreds of other local TV news programs across North America, and possibly around the world. Remember, most news of the West is created in a propaganda factory, then sent to be distributed by the globalist purveyors of lies known as state and corporate media. One must ask, is it actually journalism, or propaganda indoctrination when a one-sided, non-debatable, not-researched conclusion is ceaselessly beamed into millions of homes under the guise of being an objective, well-researched news event? The video starts by calling into question the integrity of Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, who for nearly 20 minutes supplies documentation, photos, geographical locations and other information such as pathogens and means to spread such biological agents. Is it possible in the context of such a United Nations meeting that Russia's ambassador is making false claims? Surely such could be the case. If so, would a reasonable step by the FU's the US, UK, Ukraine and United Nations representatives sharing the table be to ask for all provided information so as to at least perform a minimally acceptable amount of due diligence so as to refute Russia's claim by providing an information-based repudiation of what are deemed to be fabricated Russian bunkum? No, nobody wants an objective, debated, evidence-based perspective these days. Although, the FU's, US, UK, Ukraine and UN's representatives all say Russian lies. And if four entities all say the same thing without presenting any evidence to back up the claims, surely it must be true, no? That is how mainstream media and government works, and they would not lie to us to fulfill a globalist agenda, would they? Conspiracy. Volodymyr Zelensky. Genitals in jars. Okay, time to watch the West propaganda ministry spin its web of deceit, where four highly respectful globalist diplomats emphatically enumerate that there is no possible chance that Ukraine, with the US assistance, is producing harmful biological substances that could be used, whether purposefully or accidentally released, to harm citizens in any geographical location whatsoever. Enjoy the dystopian drivel, or better yet, question everything that mainstream media puts on the airwaves. Lies till the cows come home to roost in the political pigpen. Well, clearly after having watched the above video, there is absolutely no way that Ukraine is experimenting with biological pathogens with the intent of creating any sort of harmful agents. Not only so, but without a doubt every Western politician and bureaucrat on the globalist playlist is an honorable, truth-telling, heavenly saint, that no doubt, in their spare time, helps developmentally disabled adults with needed assistance. Assistance like changing Joe Biden's diaper and replacing his earplugs so as to prevent runny pudding from rolling down old Joe's shoulders and creating an even greater trail of slime that Joe leaves behind as he meanders into his next embarrassing disaster. China, anybody? That lying skews bucket warmongering piece of ignorant filth, Victoria Nuland, who has had her trampling hooves in the wars and murder of millions of innocent civilians in Iraq, Libya, Syria, along with previously being a paid United Nations advocate for the continued occupation of Afghanistan, not to mention a significant planner and participant in the 2014 Ukraine coup that laid the foundation for Ukraine's current plight, does in the next video prove that there are in fact biological research facilities in Ukraine, giving a direct contradiction of what the four FUs swore in the above video at the UN assembly to be Russian lies. Biological research facilities that Nuland is concerned that Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. Nuland fears said research materials falling into the hands of Russian forces. Why would Nuland be concerned about the contents of supposedly legitimate and lawful biological research coming into Russia's possession, unless of course the lab contents and subsequent documentation prove the existence of nefarious research and complicit funding participation by US actors? One must suppose that the only thing COVID taught these globalist goons was that globalist government and their partners and stakeholders profit from manufactured crisis, so to double and triple down on viral and biological insanity. Besides, who cares about millions of dead peasants when the globalist empire advances and profits from their agenda? Society actually pays taxes to employ these genocidal maniacs. Here is the Newland confirming what mainstream media, globalist politicians and bureaucrats deem to be outright Russian lies. Yes, question everything that mainstream media parrots for its globalist masters. Put them out to pasture in a minefield. Toxic, illogic, despotic, neurotic, idiotic and symbiotic globalist partner and stakeholder propaganda substrate of scripted filthy lies. How are any of these Western globalist puppets even able to look at themselves in the mirror? Psychopaths and sociopaths traveling the well-worn globalist path of destruction, one must conclude. Moral prostitutes selling their microscopic dignity. Electron microscopes needed. When one looks at these political puppets lying without conscience so as to further a globalist agenda, and then mainstream media lying through their antiquated dentures to validate such nonsense in order to indoctrinate the sleepwalking populace, surely anyone able to escape the state of mind of the idiotic state has to realize that the only reason that this abject insanity carries on unabashedly without end is due to the silent competency's lack of actions to quell such criminal continuance. Watch the TV as the world burns. There seems to be absolutely zero impartiality, logic, wisdom, intelligence, truth, wiggle room or debate left in what the globalist thought control mechanisms desperately expelled from the eye of Sauron's pathetic attempt to control the global narrative. For anybody paying attention, representative democracy, or globalist dictatorship as it should be called, has all but shit its guts out over the collective populace under the veil of benevolent altruism. While much of the population seems all too happy to wallow in the swine's drowning pigpen of excrement, it seems that many are realizing that being shit on by the globalist empire in no way equates to a beneficial fertilizing effect. Question is, are the critical masses going to get off their posterior and do what is necessary in order to reign in a true direct democracy system based on intelligence, merit, responsibility and accountability, to name a few beneficially needed attributes? Or is today's number one god, television, going to take worshipping precedence over taking the first step in building a truly participatory system where peace, trade, and prosperity are at the top of the agenda? Because it sure seems like every political puppet of the West seems intent on world war and destruction of stabilizing world trade. This spring should be the Western spring to end globalist politicians. CR.